Nathan, what the hell did you leave Pike and Crow for? Big directorship, partnership, biggest Lincolnshire agent, multiple branches, you must have been raking it in.
I'll be honest with you, Chris, I think that actually comes down to what you are and who you are, really. And it was, you know, Pike and Crow is a phenomenal company, and those guys, I have the ultimate respect.
It is like a religion, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, it's a cult.
It's a religion.
It's a cult, absolutely. But I think from my point of view, I was just at a stage in life, really, where having spent a lot of time...
You're in your early 30s now.
He's a winner. Not quite, wish it was. But no, at the time, I'm at a stage now where I was spending a lot of time probably out the company more than in the company, dealing with other agents, doing a lot of stuff with the relocation agent network, and a lot of the award stuff, obviously, where we used to meet at. And more, I would sit and get talking to other people, and you'd listen to the problems they're having with their companies, and I'd offer solutions and ideas. And it was great when people come back a few weeks later and say, "Oh, I did what you said, that worked, that was brilliant, thank you." And I have to be honest with you, I think my focus started to drift towards that, really. I've always liked helping people, and more and more I just felt that that was a calling I wanted to do, really. I mean, you have to understand, when I joined Pike and Crow, it was a very small company, and so I've gone through all the growth period, the pain of growth, I've seen the mistakes, I've dealt with the crash in the market, I've done all of this lot, and you understand that the benefit of having a group of people that are so intrinsic with each other can get you through that. But equally, when you look the other side, there are a lot of business owners out there today. They're on their own. They're probably running three or four branches. They don't actually have anybody to talk to. People phone and say, "Nathan, I'm thinking of doing this. What should I do?" They've got nobody to bounce off. So when they make that decision, they're making it alone. And sometimes without the perception of forethought or somebody else that's actually been through that and can say, "Whoa, if you're doing that, think about this, 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 and this."
And you've been there, done it.
Been there, done it, got the scars, got the t-shirt, you know.
So the bottom line is, if you are an MD of a firm, of a state agency, be you one branch or multiple branch, you're the man who can come in and basically look at the big picture and the small picture and help them out.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Probably what we could do is go into a little bit more depth in another video of what you've learned over the years and go into a lot more depth on how you can help people.
More than happy to, Chris.
Okay, we'll do that now. We'll call that the Nathan Emerson story. So that'll be on my YouTube channel. So go and check that out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.